Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting third. The right fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Stan Spence. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Newsome. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dick Newsome. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio takes first base on ball four. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. DiMaggio moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau bunts towards the mound. Newsome fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newsome fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of DiMaggio. Bell reaches second base with a double. Trosky goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0. Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a fly ball into left field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Newsome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsome hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a fly ball into left field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Newsome covering, for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams who is chasing the ball. Keltner reaches third base with a triple. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into left field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Harder covering, for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trotsky hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bell bunts towards the mound. Newsome fields it and throws to first for the out. Heath moves to second. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 1 in the game. Desautels hits a fly ball into left field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 1 in the game. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Keltner hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of DiMaggio. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Weatherly goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Trosky is hit by the pitch. Keltner moves to third. Boudreau moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of DiMaggio, who is chasing the ball. Heath reaches third base with a triple. Keltner scores. Boudreau scores. Trosky goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Indians. Oscar Judd now pitching. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Pitlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Oscar Judd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judd hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Weatherly. Judd reaches second base with a double. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Judd moves to third. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Judd scores. DiMaggio moves to second. It's 6-1, Indians. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. DiMaggio moves to third. Pitlock moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. DiMaggio scores. Pitlock moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-2, Indians. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. That will be extra bases. Heath fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Heath. Pitlock scores. Cronin moves to third. It's 6-3, Indians. Joe Heving now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-2 in the game. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Judd fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Tabor. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-2 in the game. Spence hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Oscar Judd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judd is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Judd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio, who is chasing the ball. Keltner reaches third base with a triple. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keltner scores. It's 7-3, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Trosky trying to get to third. Spence throws the ball into Tabor, who tags Trosky for the out. Heath moves to second. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 3. the Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pitlock strikes out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes DiMaggio. The throw from Desoldes and he is out, Boudreau applying the tag. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Desoldes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desoldes is 0-for-3 in the game. Desoldes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebbing takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Weatherly takes first base on ball 4. Hebbing moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 3-for-4 in the game, with a double and two triples. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Hebbing covering, for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.